AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Obama administration is dramatically upping the estimate of the number of people affected when hackers breached a federal personnel database. The AP's Mark Smith has more from the White House.
Initially, the government said more than 4 million. Now, the Office of Personnel Management says 21 million individuals had their Social Security numbers stolen. Most had undergone background checks in connection with a job or job application, but nearly 2 million of those stolen numbers were from spouses.
Investigators say the government is increasingly confident China's government and not criminal hackers was responsible for the hacking. China has publicly denied involvement in the break-in. The NAACP says it will introduce a resolution to lift its 15-year economic boycott of South Carolina. Governor Nikki Haley is signing a bill to remove a Confederate flag flying on the grounds of the South Carolina State House. Meantime, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi offered a resolution that any state flag that includes the Confederate flag be removed from the Capitol. It was delayed by Republicans.
They're referring my resolution to committee, and now they want to set up a commission. Let's not wait one more minute to take down that flag in the Capitol.
FBI Director James Comey says he believes some of the more than 10 people arrested around the 4th of July were planning acts of violence. Speaking to reporters, Comey did not get into specifics. Among the places the arrests were made were New Jersey, Ohio, and North Carolina. Another nuclear deadline is approaching with Iran, and there's no sign of a deal. Secretary of State John Kerry says there's still some work to do with Iran on this agreement.
And the simple fact is that despite all of the progress that we have made, and it's real, some of the tough issues remain unresolved.
Closing bell is sounded on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished up 32 points. This is AP Radio News. Serena Williams moves on to the women's final at Wimbledon. She easily defeated Maria Sharapova. Williams will attempt to win her fourth straight Grand Slam title, but she isn't looking past her opponent, Garbiñe Muguruza.
We had a tough match the last time we played, and she's given me problems in the past. This time I have to just, go in it, have fun and do the best that I can, and just try to stay positive and stay focused.
This will be Serena Williams' first appearance in the Wimbledon final since 2012. In the NBA, Jimmy Butler has signed a max contract to stay with the Bulls.
Chicago is where I wanted to be. I love playing here. I love the city. The fans like me a little bit. I think the media does. Y'all won't like me all the time. I understand. That's okay.
And Butler says he sees the Chicago Bulls contending for the NBA title next season. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.